Good morning, my friends. It is another episode of my podcast starring me, Michael Cutso, coming to you live from, where am I? Texas. I am in Texas on my way over to Louisiana and then Louisiana all the way up to Ohio. My company is keeping me busy, moving along, though after this week, it'll be nice to get back onto my own schedule. I haven't had a solid day off out of the truck in a while. It's a few weeks, and my bones are weary. I am ready to get out of the truck and go do something else. See my daughters, hopefully, which should be coming up on Saturday. I will be taking them to an amusement park in Pittsburgh. It's going to be expensive, but worth it. They should have an amazing time. I will love seeing their smiles, and life will be good. So, what is going on in the trucking world today? Maybe you all heard recently that a trucking company went out of business. I believe I talked about that a little bit. Heard about another trucking company going out of business as well a few days ago. A small trucking company down out of Alabama. But this trucking company at least messaged all their drivers and said, finish your deliveries and then drive on back to the terminal and drop off all your equipment. So kudos to them for not abandoning their drivers out on the road, though sad that they had to go out of business. It's not easy for truck drivers to find work. I mean, you got a good driving record. Okay, that's awesome. You can go find something. But on the spur of the moment like that, and depending on where you live, that can be tough. A lot of people pick truck driving because there are no other jobs where they live. I mean, imagine living in the middle of nowhere, North Dakota. You're a truck driver. You travel all over the country. You support your family. But all of a sudden you lose that job. Now you're looking around going, there ain't nothing else around there. And you got to find another trucking company that drives through that area or has a terminal in that area that can keep you, well, regularly getting home. Some companies, like my company, you tell them that you're in North Dakota, and they're going to go, we really don't have anything. I mean, we can give you something, but we're only going to get you home maybe once every 2-3 months. And that stinks. Luckily, where I live, I can get home every week. Actually, I just saw a home every day job, and oh, I'd love to get that. Which brings me to the point of this podcast. As many of you know, I recently separated from my spouse, and I live in my truck. Trying to find a place to live when I'm never around seemed kind of crazy. I tried it, and then I got hit with the court order for how much I had to pay, and it would have been impossible to have somewhere to live. It's sadly. So, considering I had really no other options, I moved into my truck full time. Now, I've got a pretty decent truck here. My company does take care of us fairly well. I have a microwave. I have a coffee maker. I have an electric skillet and a crock pot. It's no running water, no bathroom. So it's not. I don't really have a kitchen. I make do. I find space. But it's not so bad. I have a refrigerator and I have a freezer, which is pretty awesome. And I can stop at a Walmart every once in a while so I can stock up on food. It's Walmart and Amazon get pretty much all my business right there. It's I got a P.O. box and I asked them and they said, sure, I can use the post office as an address, not for residency, but you know, for FedEx, UPS, people can mail me things. And I got a storage unit, pretty small one, but a few of my possessions went into it. I don't have much. I actually have extremely little. But that's all right. Don't really need very much, considering the fact that, well, I live out on the road. And normally, I finish off my work week on Friday, sleep in the truck, Saturday morning, wake up, drive about an hour to see my kids, spend the day with them, and then, well, say goodbye to them, leave them at their mother's, and drive back to the truck. Sleep, wake up, and off on the road I go. So it's, at least it works. It's functional. But boy, does it drag on you after a while, not having somewhere of your own, especially with the girls. I really would love to be able to have some place on the day that I have off to pick them up, take them there, watch TV, play on the Xbox, you know, maybe cook, do something together that, I don't know, shows them that I have a home and that I'm stable and that everything's okay. Right now, they don't see any difference between the way that it used to be and the way that it is. Daddy's still truck driving out on the road. The only difference is I don't sleep at the house anymore. They know we're separated, but that's about it right now. So I would love to be able to show them that, yes, something's happening, but life is stable. So I've started looking for a room for rent, and preferably Western Pennsylvania, because otherwise I just never get to see the girls, you know. Hopefully I can find one. It's got to be cheap, only a few $100 a month, utilities included, and preferably furnished, since I don't have furniture. And furniture costs money as well. So I'm kind of out there looking. I'm trying to understand, because I get a place, I can get a local job. And a local job means things like, oh, they have a school play on a Thursday night. Boom, I can be there. Or hopefully I can be there. You know, it's higher quality of life and more time with my kids. It's a hope. So I want you to think about that with truck drivers. How many of them live in their truck? It's functional. It can be done. I mean, you get your showers at truck stops. You stop at rest areas and truck stops, go to the bathroom. But it's still not ideal. It's not perfect. So, I don't know. After so many years of driving, I would love to have a local job. Hopefully a local job that pays the bills. And that is the kicker, finding one that I can do that with. So anyway, that is my podcast for today. Just kind of what's going on, thoughts inside my head, and as a truck driver, what do I got to deal with? You know, I'm trying to accomplish a lot. I've got a divorce coming up. I've got paperwork I need to do. I've got three daughters I want to spend time with, and I want a life outside of the truck. I'd love to make friends. And none of those things you can really do when living inside a little box that's even smaller than a jail cell. So this is Michael, a.k.a. Copso, coming to you live from Texas. I hope that you all are having a very safe and wonderful day, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you.